is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're live and local in our downtown studios today. But you know where we'd rather be is right in your backyard. I've got the fever, Bob. Man, you know, we've been talking about this these last couple segments about sprucing up your backyard. And, man, I you know, this show's done. I want to get out there and, you know, turn some earth and clean some things up. I'm ready.
I am, too. And that's like every spring that thing, that bug hits me. I just want to keep getting my backyard better and better. And, you know, this next guest we're going to talk to, about 15 years ago, I ran into him because another guy talked me into having a pool put in my backyard. And the next thing you know, the state of Michigan says, well, you have to have a fence around it, because I tried getting away without it for a little while. So I went to the Outback, and I ran into Dan Hart here. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Good to be here.
Yeah, and you put a beautiful fence around my pool. It's a Jarrah.
Jarrah is the brand
name. Yeah.
Yep. Ornamental, aluminum.
It still looks gorgeous.
Yeah, thanks.
I get so many compliments on that. And I mean, in terms of fencing selections, when I walked into your showroom and saw that huge display outside, I mean, there were so many fences there. It was like you could envision about any look around your house you wanted. And I've known each other for a long time now, and I'm just always amazed when I go in the back of your property. Now, if you're wondering where Outback Living is, it's right along the freeway near West River Drive. It's that huge lot on the west side of the freeway, and you see basketball hoops and playgrounds and just all sorts of things out there. But
absolutely, yep. It's exit 91, easy to get to. We're right across from Speedway on West River Drive.
Yeah. Well, we were right across the street from there last Saturday.
Yeah, at the Winter Beer Fest. We were down in that neck of the woods. Probably could have used one of these fine patio chairs to sit on after a while.
Right.
But Dan, Michelle, tell us a little bit about the things that I can find at the store. If I've never been there, easy to find right off the highway. When I walk in, it looks like to me that you've got one of everything that I need to make my deck a really cool place to hang out.
Absolutely. Not only your deck, but the entire backyard. We've got Redwood swing sets by Rainbow Play Systems. So you've got complete jungle gyms, everything for the kids there. We have got some great basketball goals by Goal Setter Systems. So we've got hoops for the driveway and for a mini court in the backyard.
And those Rainbow systems, you've carried Rainbow for a long time.
Yes, we have.
And that is like the premier brand of play sets. If you've ever seen the nice-looking wooden play set with the striped canopies and stuff on top, that's a Rainbow.
That's right.
And you can either buy the kit and put it together yourself, or you guys will take care of the construction of it.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got an installer that works for us, and he has 15 years' experience in putting in Rainbow Play Systems, and he does a wonderful job.
And they appear to be from all different sizes. I mean, these things, you don't have to come with $20,000 in your pocket to get a play set for the kids, do you? I mean, you got affordable models, it looks like, here that the kids would have a great time on.
Absolutely, yeah. They're going to start, you're going to be a couple thousand dollars to start and up, but they are premium sets as well.
Are they all Redwood?
They are all Redwood. They do use cedar on some of the parts.
Okay.
And then they are pre-stained.
So they last for a long time.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably why they look so nice in everybody's backyards, unlike the one I made out of womanized that warped.
And then all your kids had splinters in their feet and their hands all
the
time.
That was the fun
part. Yeah, right, yeah. A little twisted there, Bob, about Dad putting that out. But it's so, hey, hammocks. You guys got hammocks
right up your belly.
Man, I tell you, that's up my alley right there. Put a hammock in the backyard, man. Now we're talking. That's when we got the smoker going, right? Because we can set it and let it go, man, and go take a nap. That's awesome. There's a lot of cool stuff.
So
that's
for planning
going on here
out the backyard, at what phase do we come into Outback? When do we visit you and say, okay, here's what I want to do. I got some little drawings here. Maybe it's an architect. Maybe it's just my wife drawing it up, or my neighbor, or me scribbling on a napkin, you know?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. You want to come in before you actually plan the patio and the size of the footprint of the patio, so that you can see the scale of furniture and how much room it does take up, and think about what elements you want on your backyard patio and around.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're talking with Dan and Michelle from Outback Casual Living up on West River Drive on the north side of Grand Rapids. And we were just breaking down when you get involved with a patio shop like yours and at what stage of the game. And I think something that you just mentioned is very, very important. And that is, don't build the patio first and then go try to fit furniture on it. Think about it. It's a process. It's just like building anything else, is keep the end in mind and then get the people engaged along the way, because an extra 2 foot here or an extra 4 foot there would make all the difference in the world when you go to buy the furniture, wouldn't it, Michelle?
Oh, yeah, it makes a huge difference. We have quite a bit you can choose from. We have chat groups. We have dining sets. We have sofas, love seats. So depending on what you're going to be doing out in your backyard will depend on what you're going to be putting out there. We have a huge selection. We put a tent up every year, and we have a huge selection of patio furniture.
You know what colors. I like about
beautiful selection of patio furniture. Every time I walk in there, I just go, wow, I could use like every set you've got. I mean, you don't go in and see, well, half of them look like crap. No, they're gorgeous. They're just all really cool and stuff you don't see a lot of times on people's backyards because or in their back decks, because they're going to the big box store and just buying something that they walk by instead of like putting thought into it, planning it out, matching the cloths and all these different things that come into buying some good furniture.
Exactly, and that is a good point. The actual fabrics are, these manufacturers are becoming so good at their craft. And this furniture is so durable and comfortable. You can hardly tell the difference between sitting on your sofa inside the house and the sofa outside.
And there's a brand that makes it in the UP. Lloyd Flanders, maybe?
Lloyd Flanders,
is that
yes.
One of your brands?
Yes, it is.
I love that line.
Yeah, it's wonderful, yeah. Yeah. And they've got some synthetic wickers now.
I saw that.
That can take all the weather. And they are crafted over an aluminum welded frame, so very durable.
And, you know, the thing I like best about those is the cleaning. You're going to leave your patio furniture outside. Invariably, it's going to get dirty, right? There's dust in the air. No matter what you do, it's going to get dirty. Rain, birds, whatever it may be. But you can hose this stuff off, and with these real mild cleaners that are eco-friendly, they don't mess with your grass or your flowers, but you put that stuff on there, then hose it down, and you're ready to go, and it dries pretty quick. These man-made materials now are very durable, but they're also very cleanable. I mean, it just makes it a lot easier to keep this really nice furniture in your backyard.
And the really nice furniture looks really nice for a long time versus the cheap stuff that, again, you tend to find in the big box stores. The price was so good. No, because in 3 years you're buying new chairs because the seats rip out of them.
We also have new fabric that's waterproof, so that just repels the water.
The cushions?
The cushions, yep.
I saw that in Patio Living magazine.
Oh, yeah. Works great.
Yeah.
Real easy to clean up.
That's great innovation because who hasn't sat on a cushion 6 months or six hours after a rain and it looked like it was dry.
Now, you don't have to be a millionaire to put this patio furniture on your back deck, right? I mean, there's some very affordable sets out there that, so give our listeners an idea of, do I need to bring 10 grand to put patio furniture on my back of what we're talking about? Not at all, really, do I?
Correct. You're going to probably start at $7.99 and go up.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously, it's like most other things. The more you spend, probably the more you get.
Correct.
But on the other hand, I don't want people to be afraid of your store because this isn't just all high-end stuff. Well, I'm sure you have it. There's plenty of patio furniture out there that anybody can afford for their back deck.
Correct. You have different style of tables that can change your price. You have aluminum. You have cast.
And now when Rhonda was on here earlier, we were talking about those patio heaters. Do you sell those?
We do not.
Oh, where am I going to find one of those things? I need one.
I don't know. You're 0 for 2, though, but that's good.
But we do have the outdoor fire pits.
I bet you they'll have them in a week.
Yeah. Yeah, but are you into the kitchens, too? Are you doing the backyard kitchens yet or not so much?
We are not, but we have outdoor fire pits.
Perfect.
With the chat groups and
everything. Which are really popular.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Both gas and wood. So depending on what fuel source you like to use, that's great.
Well, we've had a gas fire pit on our deck for like 15 years now.
Yeah.
It's one of the first ones, and we love it. My wife loves it.
Well, it's, there's no mess, and it's easy to do. But Dan, Michelle, thanks so much. They're from the Outback Casual Living Center on 4050 West River Drive in Comstock Park. Coming up next, we're going to jet out to Kansas City, and we're going to talk to our friend Chris Marks from The Good One, the champion barbecuer of the world, and he's got a new stainless steel Good One grill. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.